Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Thursday's here. Hope you're having a great day so far. Thanks for joining us here on KGYM as we start up 4 hours of local programming. 2 until 6 every weekday, we bring you local sports talk here on the airwaves of 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 on the FM dial in Iowa City. Streaming around the globe, not just in Eastern Iowa. You can find us at KGYMradio.com. You can grab our free app in your app store today, download it, and pull up the stream there. Also, you can find us on your smart speaker device. Also, check out the podcast once the show is over. If you missed anything from yesterday's show, or a month ago, 2 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, April 20th of 2022. I don't remember what we were talking about April 20th of 2022 on this radio show. But if you want to find that podcast, you can do so at KGYMradio.com. Spencer Wagon, my name, producer Isaac, along for the ride as well. Talker text line wide open for you here this afternoon at 319-366-1600. Again, 319-366-1600. Lots of stuff we're keeping track of with you today, or for you today. Going to talk some playoffs in both the NBA and the NHL coming up in just a little bit. Interesting night on both the hardwood and the ice last night. I think what a lot of us thought might happen happened last night. Maybe you thought that the Lakers would go up 2-0 with Ja Morant not playing for the Grizzlies last night, but Memphis took care of business, won by 10 points over the Lakers. I said yesterday, I made a very homerish pick that the Milwaukee Bucks would win last night. I did not think they would just, you know, start on fire and continue to make every shot known to man. But that's what they did last night, beating the Miami Heat in Game 2 in Milwaukee. And Timberwolves in some trouble heading back home, down 0-2 to the Denver Nuggets. We'll talk about all those, get reaction to that. Plus, interesting night on the ice last night, too. The prohibitive favorite in the NHL playoffs falling at home, Boston Bruins, losing to the Florida Panthers by 3 goals last night in that contest. Some redemption for two home teams that lost earlier in the week. We'll get to that here as well. Lots to get to from the world of baseball. Got one game underway right now. Avert your ears, Twins fans. I'm sure you're already following the game, but it's not been a good day at Fenway for the Minnesota Twins as they take on the Boston Red Sox. Keep you up to date on that. We'll also take a look at some of the headlines involving Major League Baseball, which includes essentially putting the wheels in motion even further for the Las Vegas A's. They might change their name, but the A's ownership group moving forward with buying some land, which would house a potential new stadium in Las Vegas. So the wheels are in motion to move the team, as has been long expected, out of Oakland. We'll get to that story and get your reaction coming up in just a little bit. All that before 3 o'clock today here at KGYM. We are also following a news conference today in Iowa City as the spring football winds down in Iowa City. These open practice coming up on Saturday, hearing from the coordinators today, including one Brian Ferentz, Iowa offensive coordinator. He is at the podium as we speak. Get you some of the highlights of what he is talking about, along with his fellow colleagues this afternoon as the end of spring drills rapidly approaches here for the Iowa football team. Iowa State and Northern Iowa also having their spring practices or open practices, final spring games, whatever you want to call it, this weekend. We'll touch more on that on tomorrow's program. But going to start with the world of basketball. If anything is on your mind today, again, 319-366-1600. I will warn you, you try to call us on the talk line, the talk portion of the talk or text line, Isaac might be a little preoccupied. He's watching soccer over there, what I'm told. Things going well so far? No? Oh, boy. Well, I have full faith that Isaac will not let his emotions show if you call in to 319-366-1600 and he puts you through the air. Just if you hear any yelling or slamming or pounding of the desk, he's watching, what, Manchester United, correct? Okay. If you are a Man U fan, you may empathize with Isaac and his pain so far this afternoon. But just fair warning for what you might hear in the background. I'll keep my finger on the button to turn microphones off if we need to here. But we'll continue to monitor that here as well. 319-366-1600. Starting with and I'm seeing already. On the day when people lose their blue check marks on Twitter, by the way, interesting day in Twitter land, we are seeing lots of reaction to what the Iowa coordinator, specifically Brian Ferentz, is talking about, set to speak for about 20 minutes or so at the podium in Iowa City. A couple notes from what he is talking about here this afternoon. First note from him. With Cade McNamara as he is coming in to the program this offseason, still recovering from the knee injury and subsequent surgery that he had. Brian Ferentz saying to the media assembled in Iowa City that he will get some work on Saturday, but has not played in any 11-on-11 this spring, so he is unlikely to see a ton of work on Saturday. Also, talking about the approach to the offseason, basically saying that the approach this offseason is the same focus as past years, saying, quote, "We are doing the same things, but we are going to do them better," end quote. Also adding that there won't be notable changes to the offense. As you can imagine, folks are already weighing in with their thoughts on social media. You are welcome to weigh in with your thoughts as well at 319-366-1600 as we bring you some of the highlights here in this afternoon's program as to what's being said at the coordinator's press conference in Iowa City. Brian also saying, I saw this from John Steppe from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, "There is no mystery. Cade McNamara is indeed the quarterback number one." Not breaking news at all. When you consider the reason he was brought in and his assumed role as the number one quarterback here coming in to this season. But continue to bring you the highlights here as coordinators speak in Iowa City. A couple things on a local basketball note before we dive into the NBA. Sticking with the Hawkeye side of things, you did have a chance yesterday during the program, so weren't able to bring you any of this yesterday afternoon, but chance to hear from Chris Murray, of course, announcing he is going to take his talents to the NBA. Spoke with reporters yesterday afternoon via Zoom to kind of highlight his thought process, his decision to enter the NBA draft process. Talked a little bit about kind of being in the same situation last year. Of course, he tested the waters last year, ultimately decided to come back to the University of Iowa. But watching his brother Keegan go through the draft process, you know, hearing from him what that evaluation has been like or was like, and then seeing the fruits of his labor pay off, being a very high lottery pick for the Sacramento Kings. It's been, as you'll hear Chris say in just a little bit, you know, kind of an enlightening process over the last couple years, and getting the feedback that he needs, and ultimately coming to this decision. It's interesting, and obviously still plenty of time to raise your profile, raise your stock for not just Chris Murray, but everybody in the draft. And just like with mock drafts in the NFL, we are getting close to the NFL draft. In fact, we're a week out from round one, which, you know, I don't think it snuck up on us, but it's still, less than 7 days away before we get past the mock drafts and into the real thing for the NFL. Still plenty of time to raise your stock. Right. And that goes, you know, for pretty much everybody in the draft. There's, you know, folks that might see their name and see their stock fall a little bit as we get further into the NBA draft combine and the workouts leading up to the NBA draft. And, you know, there's a few players that probably won't be in that situation. Obviously, Victor Wembanyama, the consensus number one pick. You know, his stock is, you know, you're number one. Your stock is pretty much where it is. Same with a guy like Brandon Miller or a Scoot Henderson. But there's plenty of guys that, you know, maybe just declared that may move up, may move down. And I think even with the early projections as you know, mid to late first round for Chris Murray, I think there's still plenty of opportunity for him to move up the draft boards here. Just looking at some mock drafts from earlier today, not updated, you know, consistently, but still a pretty consistent look at where prospects stand as of right now. Chris Murray still projected around that anywhere from 15 to 18 range. The two most current ones that I pulled up here showing him 18th. NBADraft.net has him 18th going to the Miami Heat, while Fox Sports just put out one within the last day or so that has him going 16th to the Utah Jazz. And their little write-up on him, not a ton of text surrounding the potential selection there by Utah, but Fox Sports says of Chris Murray, the All-Big Ten first-team selection took the torch from his twin brother Keegan and averaged over 20 points per game on 48% shooting from the floor. They go on to say his size, offensive skill set, and maturity make him a desirable top 20 prospect because he fits the modern-day NBA. So he's gonna be in that range, probably in that top 20. There have been some outliers that say, you know, maybe he'll fall a little bit further back to, 28 to 30 in the first round. But, I think it's pretty safe to say he's going to be top 20, and it's just at least based on the consensus right now. Still plenty of time to improve that stock ranking, but plenty of time to work on that and get feedback and see where you land coming up here in a couple months, still a few months away from the NBA draft being in front of us like it was last year. Let's hear from Chris what he had to say yesterday. He talked about entering the NBA draft process and a little bit about why this was, he felt, the time to make that decision.
I obviously learned a lot, and be able to kind of follow Keegan through this process helped a lot too. So this year I know that there's just one goal in mind, and it's to be able to get drafted this year. So I try to work hard every single day, just try to make it a really tough 2 months for me because I know I can get better from it.
Chris Murray there talking about his decision to enter the NBA draft process. I mentioned one of the things he spoke to was watching his brother Keegan go through kind of the same situation last year, and seeing him getting selected in the top five of the NBA draft, taken by Sacramento, having a successful rookie year. He says watching that process play out and getting the feedback that he got last year in exploring the draft process, talked about that and how that helped with his decision.
Just last year, I was kind of up in the air about what I was going to do, come back or stay in the draft. But this year, I have one goal set in mind. So I know kind of what it takes to prepare yourself for that moment to be able to play, to get drafted, play into the summer league. So it definitely helped a lot last year.
Chris also talking about how his decision to return to the University of Iowa helped make that decision to go pro maybe a little bit easier. Obviously not easy to leave your school, leave your teammates, but seeing the success Keegan had, and also, as you'll hear him talk about, building up confidence and getting more game experience under his belt in a tough league like the Big Ten, certainly helping play a factor in that decision.
My confidence obviously has gotten a lot better this year. Just be able to work through my mistakes and knowing that coach trusted me to play through my mistakes and wouldn't take me out. So that helped a lot, just knowing that everyone had my back this year and was riding for me. So as confidence was honestly the biggest thing as to why I had success this year.
Chris Murray speaking with the media via Zoom yesterday afternoon. About mid to late first round current projections. As we get further down the road, we'll see if those projections change. The NBA draft combine set to come up here very soon, I believe next month. So we'll be hearing more and seeing more about workouts and hearing about meetings with teams and all the different stuff that comes with the draft and we'll certainly be tracking where he lands on the prospect list here as we get closer to the NBA draft. Staying in the college ranks, one other note here before we move on to the playoff games from last night. Interesting kind of landing spot here for former Iowa State Cyclone Caleb Grill. This news coming out earlier today. Caleb Grill telling 24/7 Sports he is heading to the University of Missouri for his final season. He will play for the Mizzou Tigers and head coach Dennis Gates play there for his final year in Columbia. Grill telling 24/7 Sports that Coach Gates has made a big impression on him coming out of the transfer portal. Grill telling 24/7 Sports that he was impressed with how Gates has done to start his career, looking at his time at Cleveland State and then looking at the success he's had at Missouri since they went to the SEC. But when he took over that group, they have been competitive, and he's looking forward to helping Mizzou have another solid season here in the 2023-24 season. Grill saying, quote, "It's a program I would love to be in for my last year and hold all of the relationships for the rest of my life." Talked about how he's impressed how Gates has created an environment that people want to be around, and came across as a positive way. So Caleb Grill, of course, being dismissed from the team at Iowa State, obviously a tough situation for both parties. Caleb Grill, very loyal to T.J. Otzelberger, transferring back to Iowa State to play for him, and kind of a rough finish to that that chapter of the book, so to speak, but finding a new home for his final year, playing his college basketball, will play his college basketball at the University of Missouri next season. That news announced earlier today from 24/7 Sports. 319-366-1600. We bring you Spencer on Sports here on this Thursday afternoon. Get to some NBA playoff talk coming up here in just a little bit. Plus, take a look at the NHL playoffs. Some home teams that lost early on got some revenge last night. We'll tell you who and get some reaction to that. Plus, how both the Bucks and the Grizzlies did. Spoiler, they did pretty well without their superstars. We'll talk about that on the way in a couple minutes with Spencer at Sports here on the Gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. As the rain moves out, the clouds will start to clear and colder air will be moving in. Winds will pick up too. Tonight, temperatures drop down to a low around 40. Tomorrow, we'll start with sunshine. Temperatures will rise into the low to mid 50s, and we are going to have clouds building back in during the afternoon. We will keep the clouds around on Saturday, and temperatures stay cool for the weekend. We'll be in the mid 40s on Saturday and around 50 degrees on Sunday with more sunshine. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Okay, on the grass, but out of the street. Perfect.
Why are you raking your leaves to the curb?
Tomorrow's our garbage day, so the leaf vacuum will be around too.
Leaves just go in your yardie cart, don't they?
You can, but this time of year you can also rake them in a long row on the grass beside the street, and the vacuum truck will pick them all up.
I don't have time to rake right now.
That's okay, they'll be picking up through April 28th on garbage day. You've got time.
How do you know all this?
I got the message from crnewsnow.com.
Oh, I didn't get the message.
Get the message. Go to crnewsnow.com.
Compost is great for your garden and a fantastic way to give your lawn a healthy lift. And it's free at the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency. You can also use compost around trees and shrubs and cover them with a layer of wood chips, which are also free at the Solid Waste Agency. Get your yard and garden in shape. If you're a Linn County resident, pick up free compost and wood chips at the Solid Waste Agency location next to Mount Trashmore. Get ours and all the details at solidwasteagency.org.
Save big on spring lawn care with 11% off everything at Menards. Keep your yard pest-free with premium grub control. Just $7.99 after rebate for a 15-pound bag. Clean up with 30-gallon paper lawn and leaf bags. Just $1.99 after rebate for a 5-pack. Plus, save big on landscape rock, patio block, and much more. Good through April 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
2:24, back with you, Spencer at Sports, here on a Thursday afternoon at KGYM. 319-366-1600. really kind of moody shot on ESPN right now. It's NBA Today, and they're showing like a weird black and white cut of Draymond Green stomping on Domantas Sabonis. I don't know what their point is. Trying to make this into like a hero versus villain kind of thing. I don't know. That's one of the key storylines in the NBA tonight. We will get to in just a little bit. Kings and Warriors heading back to San Francisco. Warriors down 2-0. Of course, the Draymond Green suspension, a big storyline tonight. If you missed my thoughts on that from yesterday, you can check out the podcast at kgymradio.com. Before we dive back into basketball, a couple more highlights from what the coordinators are saying at the University of Iowa as Iowa football wraps up spring practice here for today. Brian Ferentz just wrapping up his talk. Now Phil Parker at the podium per reporters at the scene. Brian Ferentz saying a couple highlights courtesy of John Steppe from the Gazette, saying his contract objectives will not influence his approach as offensive coordinator. Of course, we know about the contract amendments, 25 points per game, that whole thing, that new stipulation put into his contract to show improvement in the offense. He says today, again, per John Steppe, that those contract objectives will not influence his approach as the offensive coordinator. Also telling reporters he is, quote, at peace, end quote, if this is his last year as the offensive coordinator with the Iowa Hawkeyes. Also was asked if he had a message for the fans who've been frustrated with the offense. He does not have a message for the fans, saying simply, quote, I do not have a message for them, end quote. That is the highlights from what Brian Ferentz had to say. John Steppe will actually be joining myself and Mark Dukes on the gym class today just after 3:30. So we'll hear from John, get his thoughts on the coordinator's press conference today. Also, spring football as the open practice comes up this weekend from what looks to be a rather cold Kinnick Stadium. I'm sure weather over in Ames is not going to be much better this weekend here in the state of Iowa as we play that spring roller coaster like we do every year. 319-366-1600-1900 chiming in. Heard a little bit from Chris Murray a few moments ago. 1900 pointing out next year Chris could be guarding Keegan. Yeah, that's going to be one of the storylines that, you know, we're going to pay a lot of attention to that here in Eastern Iowa. But you play everybody in the NBA. It's not just, you know, you don't play these certain teams. But imagine if a team in the Pacific Division takes a flyer on Chris Murray. You're going to see Chris versus Keegan quite a bit. Sacramento, Phoenix, Clippers, the Warriors, the Lakers. Seen some mocks with Chris potentially going to the Lakers. Of course, got to go through the whole process of, you know, making the team, and is he going to be on a two-way, you know, all that kind of stuff that goes into it. But it's going to be a game that a lot of people pay attention to, especially in Eastern Iowa, that is for sure. One thing to note, too, and, I mean, it's one of those things that you realize it when you see it, but at the same time, it's still kind of incredible. Every team in the Pacific Division, speaking of that division of the NBA, made the playoffs this year. That's incredible. That's just, I mean, the Sacramento Kings alone, an incredible story, being, what, like 250-1, wasn't it, the odds to win their division? They made the playoffs, number one. They won their division, going away by three full games over the Phoenix Suns. But the Kings won the division and got the 3 seed. The Suns were the 4, the Clippers were the 5, the Warriors the 6, and the Lakers were the 7. All 5 teams from the division made the playoffs. Western Conference is strong, we know that, but still incredible to see all the teams, every team in the division, make it. Same with the Atlantic Division, which is Celtics, Sixers, Knicks, Nets, and Raptors. Every team there made the postseason. So point out the strongest division. Maybe you get your NBA champion. Who knows? But some NBA action last night. One of the storylines last night, obviously, was, two teams, two higher-seeded teams playing without their superstars. Ja Morant out, was listed as a game time decision. It came out in the afternoon that he was not going to play for the Grizzlies against the Lakers last night. And then the whole story of Giannis, of course, with the back contusion, falling hard in game one, which was a loss for Milwaukee. Giannis was upgraded to questionable. We learned after the game that it was basically semantics. There's no chance he can play if he's not questionable. But still, questionable is better than doubtful. So there's some thought that, hey, maybe Giannis is going to gut this out. He didn't. He wasn't able to play. But in the end, when you look at both teams that were missing their superstars, things worked out pretty well. Memphis had a really impressive win last night, 103-93 over the Lakers. Unlikely hero. Normally you're talking about, you know, a Jaren Jackson Jr. or a Desmond Bane or someone else on the Grizzlies roster to step up. But Xavier Tillman, career high in any NBA game last night, and it came in game two of the playoffs. 22 points, 13 boards to lead Memphis last night. Jaren Jackson Jr. with 18 and 9. Desmond Bane with 17 in the win for Memphis. For the Lakers, LeBron with 28 and 12. Rui Hachimura with 20. Anthony Davis, who had a big game in game one, just 13 points and 9 boards. And another guy who had a huge game one, a little bit of a step back in game two, Austin Reeves finishing with 12 points as Memphis was able to tie that series up at one game apiece. Their head coach, Taylor Jenkins, had this to say about the effort last night.
Great example. I mean, so many different guys stepping up. Obviously, I thought Tyus was great. We had six guys with 2-plus assists. Obviously, him with 8 assists. You know, I mean, both teams couldn't really buy a shot. I mean, low 40s, both teams. But for our guys to come out there and play together, try to move the ball, I thought there was great effort on both sides of the floor. And I talked about it before the game, just, you know, we needed some guys off our bench to step up. And I thought, you know, great efforts from all of our bench guys. You know, Luke knocking down shots, D-Rod coming and playing some great defense, knocking down shots, Jitty with, you know, some big time blocks, just, you know, continuing to impact the game in different ways. This is just a great example. And then obviously X, you got to tip your cap to him, what he did for us defensively, offensively. He was huge, and he's been doing that all season. But this is an example of what the Grizzlies need when, you know, guys out.
Head coach Taylor Jenkins of the Memphis Grizzlies there. As for the Lakers, they head home. They were hoping certainly to be up 2-0, and would have been a big moment for them to be up 2-0 on the number 2 seed. Put them in a bad spot heading back to L.A. or heading to L.A. for the first time in this series. Here's what LeBron had to say about heading back to L.A. Game 3, says it's the most important of the series that we're going to see here coming up on Saturday.
You know, it's a 1-1 series. Both teams are tied. Both teams feel like they can win on each other's floor, on an opponent's floor. So, you know, it gives us no comfort that we're going home. And we shouldn't feel comfortable going home with a 1-1 tie. You know, Game 3 is the most important game of the series. And if we're not uncomfortable going into that game, they can very easily come in our hometown and our home court and take the series back. So, you know, we, like you said, we got a day tomorrow to regroup, another day on Friday to hit home and zone in on what needs to be done. And then on Saturday is back to the four lines, you know, what happens in between the four lines on the court. So I'm excited about the opportunity to play again, another playoff game. And I believe this is our first game at the house, huh? In front of our fans, ain't it? In the postseason. First time, so. I'm excited for that.
LeBron's excited, and what he should be excited about is kind of an interesting stat. Saw this from ESPN Stats and Info. The Lakers have won 8 straight games with the series tied at 1 game apiece. Going home, going up against Memphis. That's gonna be a good game coming up on Saturday night as that series resumes. The Lakers are an early, about 4.5-point favorite. That's what it opened at across the board at most major sports books. So Lakers are favored at home. Will the Grizzlies have Ja? I think that's the question a lot of folks still need an answer to, and I'm sure we'll get an answer before Game 3 coming up Saturday night. But Memphis taking care of business on their home floor, winning by 10 last night. The other team without the superstar playing for them due to injury was Milwaukee, and they came out and just blitzed Miami last night, winning 138-122. The Bucks tying an NBA playoff record last night with 25 threes. Remember game one, they were like 11 of 45 from beyond the three-point arc. Last night, They made 25 threes, 25 of 49, as they blew out the Heat last night, 138 to 122. Brooke Lopez with 25, Drew Holiday with 24 and 11. Pat Connaughton and Joe Ingles off the bench, each in double figures, 22 for Connaughton and 17 for Joe Ingles, while the Heat were led by Jimmy Butler with 25. Bam Adebayo had 18 as they tied up that series at one game apiece. Head coach Mike Budenholzer talking about the win, talked about their mindset going into a game last night where they were unsure if they were going to have their best player in Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, we just want to go compete and play. And we got to do the same thing again going into game three. It's a competitive group. It's a high-character group. Now we got to go on the road and have what we had tonight, have an edge. Play with force, compete, you know, no matter who plays.
And head coach of the Heat, Eric Spoelstra, talked about how they got blitzed last night by the Bucks, especially from three.
I mean, I feel like we've had some of these games with them where they've shot 50-plus threes. You know, actually the home game we had, 21 threes, and we were able to beat them, you know, with 21 made threes. But we've also had these kind of avalanches, you know, where they've just been able to – they had some good, clean, easy looks at the beginning. And then once they got on a roll, you know, they're hitting some tough step backs, stuff at the end of the clock. You know, anytime there was kind of a momentum shift, they seemed to knock down a big one. So you have to credit them with that. You know, we had an idea that they were probably going to shoot – you know, 50-plus, and they answered the bell on that, and then some.
Eric Spoelstra there. Game 3 is coming up Saturday night. We'll have it for you from ESPN Radio. Tip-off is set for 6:30 on Saturday night as series shifts to Miami, tied up at one game apiece. Last game last night was Denver taking a 2-0 series lead. A couple of big performances last night. In the end, it was the 40-point score for the Nuggets that made the difference. Jamal Murray had 40. Nikola Jokic with 27, 9, and 9, as Michael Porter Jr. also chipped in 16, as Denver won 122 to 113. A big third quarter for the Timberwolves as they tried to dig out of a hole, but it was not enough in the end, as Anthony Edwards scored 27 of his 41 in the second half. In the loss for the Timberwolves. So now it is a 2-0 series deficit, 2-0 series lead, depending how you look at it. Nuggets with the lead in that series as it heads back to Minneapolis for Game 3 on Friday night. Three games tonight in the NBA. We talked about Golden State and Sacramento. Real opportunity here for the Kings to take a – I mean, they've already got a 2-0 lead, but if you can steal one here – at Chase Center, this might be the game which you steal one, right? Because Draymond Green's out. Really an opportunity to take advantage of if you're Sacramento, an opportunity for a young team to really make a statement here tonight. They've already made a statement with the 2-0 series lead, but if you can go in on the road and steal one tonight, especially considering the circumstances, considering all the distractions that Golden State has and kind of around them, you know, that are popping up around them. Big opportunity here tonight. They are an underdog tonight. Sacramento is going into the game. It's been bet down a little bit. Golden State open as a 7-point favorite, now down to 6, 6.5, depending on where you look. So some money coming in on the Kings here for tonight. But Golden State is favored to get tonight's game at home. We'll see if the Kings can pull it out. That's a 9 o'clock start time tonight on TNT. Tonight as well, you've got the Clippers hosting the Phoenix Suns. The Suns are a road favorite there. Open as a 2.5-point favorite, now up to 4 at some sports books here for today. That's a 9:30 start on NBA TV. Kind of unfortunate that I know you got to squeeze the games in. You got to put them on networks where they're available, but having Sacramento, Golden State, and the Clippers and Phoenix on at the same time relatively the same time. It's kind of tough to you know have both those games on at the same time. But just how the cookie crumbles when it comes down to it. 9:30 start time there for the Clippers and Phoenix, and then game three tonight. First one of the night is Philly and Brooklyn. I think Philly's going to end up sweeping the series. They are favored tonight by 4.5 over Brooklyn. See if the Nets can steal one game in the series, make it maybe a you know a gentleman's sweep of sorts. But Philly and Brooklyn leads off the night tonight from Barclays Center in Brooklyn. That is our game of note tonight on KGYM from ESPN Radio. We'll cover it starting at 6 tonight, right after the Todd Brommelkamp show here on the Gym. That's our poll question as well. Which team wins tonight, the Sixers or the Nets? I've got the Sixers. I think they're going to sweep that series. If I'm making an official pick, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Sacramento shocks the world tonight. 3-0 series lead. That means you should all pick Golden State. But Sacramento, I'm gonna say they pull off a stunner tonight. And then I'll go Phoenix, road winner there too. I think that's what, in my humble opinion, will happen tonight. But we'll see if I'm right or wrong. I think big opportunity here for the Kings, nonetheless. If they are going to do it, they're going to do it maybe without Draymond on the court for Golden State tonight. But that's the world of the NBA from last night. Quick look at hockey here in just a little bit. Misplaced my notes. Scores from last night in case you missed them. Carolina beating the Islanders in overtime. Blew a lead in that one. Carolina had a 2-0 lead. The Islanders scored three straight goals, but Carolina able to tie it, then win it in overtime to take a 2-0 series lead on the Islanders. The surprise of the night was Florida beating Boston, a 4-goal third period for the Panthers as they won 6-3 there to tie up that series at one game apiece. After the Wild won in overtime over Dallas the other night, Dallas came back. Stars came back and won a 4-goal second period there for the Stars as they won 7-3. And then Edmonton, no blown lead for the Oilers in that one. Edmonton beating Los Angeles last night 4-2 to tie up that series at one game apiece. Tonight, four more games in the NHL. Tampa is at Toronto. Also got the Rangers at New Jersey. Seattle is at Colorado. The Kraken looking to go up 2-0 on the defending champs. And my beloved Winnipeg Jets at Las Vegas, 9 o'clock start time on TBS tonight. We'll keep you updated on those as well. At 2:42, we'll take a two-minute break. Back with a little baseball talk after this on the Gym.
Presenting the world's worst combos. Using a chainsaw while blindfolded.
Hey, watch out!
Performing surgery while roller skating. And being high while driving. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get an OWI. This ad brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
The Earth is a big ball of energy. ENJ Geothermal wants to help you tap into it. Spring is an ideal time to have ENJ install a geothermal system to heat and cool your home. An energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system from ENJ Geothermal saves money on your energy bills, sure. But right now, you'll save even more with the extended federal and state geothermal tax credits. The folks at ENJ Geothermal would be happy to tell you all about it. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back at 244 with Spencer at Sports here on a Thursday afternoon at 319-366-1600. Talked some playoff basketball, talked a little college hoops, some college football press conference highlights as well here for you this afternoon. Get some baseball here momentarily. A few texts coming in. Justin saying he's still on Vegas. I think it's going to be tough for the Jets to win that series. Vegas is a very good team. Not be surprised if they end up winning it, but got to stick with your team, even if you only follow them because you randomly chose them out of a hat, basically. That's basically it. 319-366-1600. John asking on the text line, I made my prediction with the Kings and Warriors, asking how can you call it a stunner and steal one when they are already up 2-0? Fair question. I say that because of the A point that I made, Golden State being a 6.5-point favorite tonight. A lot of people expecting, a lot of people are on Golden State from a betting perspective. Also looking at the splits, home and road record. Golden State this season, 11-30 on the road. 33-8 at home. A lot of people expecting this series to be tied up at 2 when they leave San Francisco after, what, game 4 on Sunday? 33-8 record at home, 11-30 on the road. Just crazy home road splits. A lot of people expecting Golden State to win. I am going to make the bold prediction saying the Kings get the game tonight. Might not seem like a bold prediction. They're already up 2-0, but I think it is kind of a bold prediction considering going back to Golden State. Golden State is kind of mad they're down 2-0. Maybe I'm just dumb. I don't know. 319-366-1600. John says he thinks the Kings are going to sweep. Okay. Hey. That is a bold prediction. I don't think they're going to sweep. I think, boy, what do I think? Did I make a series prediction for these? I don't think I made series predictions, but if you had to ask me and rewind all the way back, just looking at the blank bracket, I would have said Golden State in 6. Just considering defending champs going up against a team that hadn't been in the playoffs since 2006. So I would have picked Golden State to win the series. I think I underestimated the Kings just a eensy-weensy bit. Wouldn't be surprised if they won the series. I think it's going to be a challenge to sweep it. But if they go up 3-0, anything can happen. That is for sure. 319-366-1600. 8540 telling me to tell Keegan to wake up. I will DM him on Twitter. Does he have Twitter? Instagram. I don't know. Somebody DM Keegan Murray and tell him Spencer from KGYM told him to wake up. He'll be like, what are you talking about? Who is this guy? Who is this person? What is going on? I will pass that along. 8540. 319-366-1600. Baseball, quick look at the scoreboard. Not much going on today. One game, Twins fans, I told you to avert your ears earlier. You might want to do that again. 10-3 Red Sox in the top half of the 8th inning. Kenta Maeda leaving early, pitched 2 innings in the game. Gave up a hit, a run, walked one, gave up a home run. He left after taking a comebacker, I believe off the leg in that one. So not what you want to see when you're starting pitchers going down with injury, obviously. And then see a lot of Twins fans in my Twitter timeline complaining about Emilio Pagan. And I could see why. 1 2/3 innings pitched, gave up 8 hits, 6 runs, all of them earned, struck out 1. ERA now at 7.88. Not what you want from a reliever. to say the very, very least, as the Red Sox lead 10-3 in that one. Looking at the rest of the schedule for tonight and this afternoon, Angels, I could speak correctly, Angels and Yankees set to get going from the Bronx here this afternoon. Did you see Aaron Judge rob Shohei Ohtani yesterday? Quite a moment. Last two AL MVPs, Judge robbing Shohei Ohtani of a home run in last night's contest. The Reds and the Are They Good Team of the Week, the Pittsburgh Pirates, at 12-7 from PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Roansy Contreras taking the hill for Pittsburgh tonight. You got the Rockies and the Phillies, the Dodgers and the, I guess, the other Are They Good Team of the Week, Dodgers and the Cubs from Wrigley at 6:40 tonight as Jameson Taillon takes the hill for Chicago. Padres and Diamondbacks, Iowa City native Michael Wacha on the hill for the Padres. Notable game because you will see Fernando Tatis Jr. back with San Diego tonight. Maybe he'll provide a spark to their offense, which has not been very good to start the season. Padres at Arizona for an 8:40 start time tonight. Mets and the Giants, that's the big weekend series. Mets 12-7. Giants are 6-11. We'll have a couple of those games on the airwaves this weekend right here on KGYM. There's one other baseball story to get to. It involves the soon-to-be Las Vegas A's. Soon to be in Oakland no longer. We'll tell you about that in 60 seconds on the Gym.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back at 2:51, Spencer at Sports here for a few more minutes on a Thursday. I'll be hanging out on the Gym class the next 2 days, so consider it just an extended Spencer on Sports, or the Gym class, however you want to view it. Mark Dukes will join me. No, it's the Gym class. I was told I cannot take over the show. Fine. Someday I will have my vengeance. No. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp on the way between 4 and 6. NBA coverage afterwards, after 6, as the Sixers and the Nets get together from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Mentioned a big story in baseball happened earlier this morning. The Oakland A's, soon to no longer be in Oakland, they have signed a binding agreement to purchase land near the Vegas Strip, where they intend to construct a major league ballpark. So the days of the Oakland A's are numbered. That's according to team president Dave Cavill, said it Wednesday night. News came out earlier this morning. The agreement is for a 49-acre site owned by Red Rock Resorts, which is the parent company of Station Casinos. Cavill telling the Las Vegas Review-Journal, a $1.5 billion, 35,000-seat stadium with a partially retractable roof will be built on the site, and adding that other developments, including restaurants and an amphitheater, are being discussed. A's reporting they're going to work with state of Nevada and Clark County on funding the stadium. They hope to break ground by next year, and the hope is to be in Las Vegas fully by 2027. Of course, been looking for a new home for years, looking to replace the Oakland Coliseum. The A's lease there expires after the 2024 season, so what does that mean in the short term? If the new stadium's not ready till 2027, are they staying in Oakland? Are they moving somewhere for 2 years? Kind of interesting situation. A lot of questions to be had, but the wheels continued to be in motion, moving the Oakland A's to Las Vegas. That means Las Vegas, obviously, could have the Vegas Golden Knights, the Las Vegas Raiders, and now a professional baseball team. Now, they already have a AAA team in Vegas. They're the Aviators, right? 1900 suggesting the Las Vegas Aces for them. That's the WNBA team. I don't know if the Aces would let MLB take their team name, but I like that, considering the ace for the pitchers. I like that. Like that kind of connection. I don't know if the Aces would, the WNBA team would give that up, but what happens to the AAA team? AAA team, I'm sure, would probably move somewhere else. Maybe they'll move to Oakland. There's a stadium there. They need to fill it with something, right? No, but they'll probably end up moving that AAA team, and now there's going to be MLB in Las Vegas. If this moves forward, when this moves forward, again, the new home set for 2027. Kind of sad for Oakland sports fans. Golden State, they were in Oakland. Was it the O.co Coliseum? They moved there in San Francisco at the Chase Center, where you'll see them play the Kings tonight. Raiders moving out of Oakland, moving to Las Vegas, and now the A's. Not a good time to be an Oakland sports fan. Any A's fans out there? How do you feel about this? 319-366-1600. Kind of inevitable. It kind of felt like this was coming, considering all the news we had heard and all the kind of back and forth about the potential stadium. The renderings look good. I thought it was a good plan, but really no support for it on a local level. Meanwhile, the baseball team been outscored by 86 runs, 3-16, equaling the worst start in the 123-year history of the franchise. Bob Nightingale from USA Today saying the A's, the 2023 Oakland A's, are on pace for a 26-136 record. Yikes. Horrendous. I thought it was between them and the Nationals for worst team in baseball. The Nationals are actually competitive. Nationals are playing some okay ball. They're not great. A's, Tigers, Royals, probably all not doing that hot. They are not doing all that hot, but right now nobody can hold a candle to the Oakland A's and the struggles they have had here in 2023, and they're still a long way to go before the season is over. Going to be one to forget in Oakland. Maybe they'll make Major League, like, how many Major League movies have there been? Make another Major League sequel. The true story of the 2023 Oakland A's. That'll wrap up Spencer on Sports here on KGYM for this Thursday. Thanks for hanging out, as always. I'll be back with you tomorrow at 2. Gym class with myself and Mark Dukes on the way momentarily. Stay tuned to KGYM.